25 minutes to 8 o'clock on a Monday, and we've got a full house today. This morning we begin the week with another inspiration. It's Sarah and her Bold Heart Initiative.
Good morning. Well, good morning, everybody. It's a glorious Monday morning, and I thought this week, you know, the Bold Heart segment is about inspiring people to go and live boldly. And so I thought this morning we would look at what happens when you want to chase an what everybody calls an impossible goal. Those big, hairy, audacious goals that seem impossible. So this is our topic this morning. I've invited two guests, Nicola Ramsden and Gareth Arnold. Good morning, guys.
Morning, see.
Morning.
So tell us a bit, before we dive into this big, audacious, hairy goal, Gareth, tell us, what have you been doing recently that's been fun and adventurous?
Well, multi-sports, so a bit of hiking, running, mountain biking, some surf ski, so try my hand at a whole lot of stuff, but mostly preparing for adventure racing.
Nice, nice. Now we're going to dive into that one. Nick, what have you been up to?
We had a good start to the year, so we attempted the Grand Traverse at the beginning of the year, so 5 days in the Berg, self-supported.
Okay.
That was the big one, and that's led into where we're sitting today.
Now, how did this... So, we're on a team. How did this big, hairy, audacious goal, how did we ever decide that the three ordinary people that we are, how did we decide that this would be a good idea? Gareth, you might be the instigator.
Look, I don't think it's a good idea. It's a crazy idea. These expedition-type adventure races have, you know, always been on social media, and it's really inspirational. So why not give it a go?
So to take us back, we did an adventure race, but a small one, about a couple of months ago. And we all came off really enjoying it. And then we started to see on this group, Gareth started to post Expedition Africa. So Gareth, tell us a little bit more about this really big goal.
So it's... a race which is self-supported. You have to navigate. It's a combination between trekking, mountain biking, and paddling. And you have teams of four. And Expedition Africa will be over 500 odd kilometers. And winners come in within 4 days. And we'll hopefully come in before the cutoff after 6 days.
So it's not small. So Dave's face is classic. He's going, this is madness. But how do you think, putting such a big goal, what's the first step that when somebody thinks about something so big that everybody says is impossible, what do you think is the first step that makes it even realistic or not?
So I think there's got to be commitment. You've got to go... I say pay, because once you've paid, you kind of committed. But you commit to people, so we've committed to a team. And then it's just breaking it down. So what's the first step? The first step is I have to start training and kind of blocking out the noise that you hear from everyone else. I think I've been told about 600 times, you're crazy, you're never going to be able to do that.
Gareth, we were chatting earlier, and there's quite a nice analogy about, like, okay, so you've got this big goal, but you actually have got like tiny little ones in between. Like, and you had this good point about it's just from one little point to the next point.
Yeah, so in adventure racing, you've got to go from one checkpoint to the next. And even in an Ironman triathlon, you know, you just need to finish the next stage. And I think whether you are planning to get to your first event or the big event, it's just... You know, even if you're doing Comrades, it's your first 10K, then 21, then 42.
Yeah.
And that's how I approach things.
Yeah. How important do you think is as a team, or how important do you think it is to have like common values, and how do you think we approach that? I think from my side, I always said when we're out there, you know, you're just loving adventure, and so you've got to have these common values. How important do you think it is?
I think it's vital. I think right from the get-go, you align to people based on their values. So if you've got somebody that's not as courageous or curious, the trepidation then holds the whole team back. Mm. So for me, values is a vital part of it.
Mm. So, tell us, what are some of the challenges we have faced as a team? If we're even going to think of doing this audacious thing that most people think is impossible for some ordinary people like this. We even named our team Ordinarily Epic because we're just ordinary people. But what do you think, like, even so far, what are some of the challenges? I'll tell you what I think after you shared.
So I think the challenge is making sure that you have the right expertise with you. One of our challenges is there's a team of four and we're currently three. So we're looking for a fourth, and the team of three don't really know how to navigate. So preferably you're a fourth that knows how to navigate. So that's one of the challenges.
Yeah, I think navigating, especially in the dark, it's one thing
to... And tired.
Yeah. Looking for maybe a sponsor to come on board. The kit, having to get all that specialized, kits that can help us survive in the berg overnight if we get stuck somewhere. So, yeah, lots of learnings.
Yeah, I think it also different people bring different aspects to the team, and so I'm quite aware. Like, I'm not a very good cyclist, so I'm having to like really upskill my cycling side of the journey. So each one of us have strengths and not weaknesses, but things that we're not as strong on. So you've got to be so aware of this when you're in a team. But right, so somebody's out there and they've got this dream or this big hairy audacious goal. What would each of you say to that person?
Just do it.
Nike. Just do it.
Just do it. If you've got the goal and it's a dream, what's stopping you?
Yeah.
Just on one of my adventures we failed, but starting or having the courage to actually commit was actually one of the most proudest moments of my life. So, even if you don't succeed, sometimes just taking that step is one of the best things you can ever do.
Yeah, I think for me, knowing that we could fail, because it's quite a possibility. Not fail, fail's the wrong word, but we might not come out with the exact outcome that we want. I think that's for me, just take one, what's the one small thing that you can do today to even if it's going and entering something or doing something, it's the first step. That's the one that you need to take. So big, hairy, audacious goals. They're scary. They don't always seem achievable, but sometimes when you're doing it as a team, that's where you need to go. And just make sure that you are taking that first step and also block out the noise. Dave?
Wow.
Dave's face is
very quiet.
He's thinking this is mad.
I think you should all do the Bolito fun run, the life and
yes,
style fun run on the 14th.
Step. That's the first step that people
do. That, I think, is a monster challenge for guys like yourselves. You can do 5 kilometers, 8.8, or 15.
It's excellent. It's a great, 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 great event. And I would say if anybody's wanting to do adventures or anything, I agree with you, Dave. It's a great start.
Yeah, I mean, you might not be able to even think along the lines of a 500 kilometer cross mountain trek as a challenge, but you can always start. And that's the thing, hey? You got to start somewhere. So, join us on the 14th.
Noise.
I'll even be there, you know. I mean, that's going to be a miracle. I'll be on the Holler Trail. Hello. But it's very inspiring, you guys. You know, you kind of set the bench mark for extreme and extraordinary. And this gives people something extraordinary to benchmark against. And as you say, it's not the... necessarily the end of the exercise, but the journey that counts. And the journey is like life. You don't know exactly what life has in store for you.
Absolutely.
But you can either choose to live it extraordinarily and love it, or kind of just play it safe and, you know, no one will even know that you were here.
Dream about it. Yes.
Yeah. I think it's so important that we remind ourselves we only get one life.
So be bold.
There we go.
And live it like our very special guests. And it's lovely to see in the studio. Out of the four people in the studio right now, three are really, really, really top athletes. I won't even suggest that Dave Charles is among the Sarah Swainson, Nicola Ramson, and Gareth Arnold team. But it's been fun having you in the studio for the morning show and inspiring us all.
I hope we've inspired somebody.
And we
morning.
Hold thumbs that you're going to be marvelous, extraordinary. You will be, definitely. You'll make it, I'm confident. And a nice warm-up will be on the 14th. We'll see you
absolutely.
On the trail at the Life and Style Fun Run. Thanks so much for joining us
Thank
on the
you.
Morning show. This will be up as a Steve. Podcast. You can catch it at your leisure afterwards. And here's Bonnie Raitt.